This is North Shore Today for Thursday, November 30, 2017. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Salem News, in Danvers, Monday's special town meeting will tackle a number of zoning articles, including a proposed ban on recreational marijuana establishments and the creation of a smart growth district at the gateway to Danvers Square. The meeting is scheduled to start at 7:30 p.m. in the Danvers High School auditorium. One major topic will be Articles 3, 4, and 5, which deal with the prohibition or the zoning of recreational marijuana. The articles were proposed in light of the November 2016 state ballot question that legalized recreational marijuana. While the measure passed statewide with nearly 54% of the vote, Danvers voters rejected the measure 52.5% to 47.5%. The possibility of recreational marijuana sales raised complex planning, land use, public safety, and legal issues, reads the explanation in the warrant. To address this, in May, town meeting approved a temporary ban on recreational pot shops to give the town breathing room to deal with the issue. More on this story written by Ethan Foreman in today's Salem News. Robberies have kept Revere police very busy. Bill Newell has the story.
Rick Gala-Colley writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn that Revere police had a busy 24 hours responding to a bank robbery in the city that led to a chase that ended with the apprehension of a suspect in Boston and a van driven by an Everett armed robbery suspect that crashed into a backyard on Butler Street. An armed robbery suspect who was subject of a large-scale manhunt for several hours Tuesday night was captured at around 12:15 a.m. The capture came after an extensive search by state and local officers from several communities, Everett, Revere, and Chelsea, according to the state police. Gianna Mazza, 42, a Peabody resident who had ties to East Boston, was found by state police troopers near the shore of the Chelsea River behind oil on the Lee-Burbank Highway. The police search covered numerous streets and residential backyards and garages, the area around Revere High School, the railroad tracks, a solar power farm, and the shoreline along the river behind the oil tank facilities. Less than 12 hours after the manhunt ended, Revere police responded to a call of a robbery in progress at East Boston Savings Bank on Squire Road, which came in shortly before 1 p.m. The suspect, later identified as Stephen Spordora, 41, of Woburn, had passed a note demanding money and fled in a car with New Hampshire license plates with more than $1,000 in cash. An Everett police officer had pulled up to the bank and asked what was going on. Bank robbers reported that a man had just robbed the establishment, prompting the officer to follow the suspect's car, but he lost track of it in traffic. That car's information was relayed to other units and was spotted a short time later by the Revere police. A Revere police officer swerved to avoid running over the suspect and ended up crashing the cruiser on the medium strip, damaging the car and sustaining minor injuries, according to the police report. Certainly a busy 24 hours in Revere. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill, there you go. Thank you, sir. Julie Manganis writes in today's Salem News, just weeks after his quest to become a district court judge was scuttled by a panel of attorneys who review potential nominations, the wife of a well-known Gloucester-based attorney has filed for divorce and obtained a restraining order. In court papers, Edward O'Reilly's wife of 5 years is accusing him of multiple incidents of domestic abuse starting in 2012, the year they were married. On Friday, she was granted a domestic restraining order from the Wenham resident, barring him from contact with her or their son. He's not been charged criminally with domestic abuse, and a hearing will be held where he will have an opportunity to respond to the accusations in the restraining order. That's not scheduled to take place until December 8. O'Reilly did not respond to phone calls and a text message seeking comment from the Salem News. District 6 Governor Council member Terrence Kennedy, a longtime friend of O'Reilly, said on Wednesday that the Gloucester attorney has withdrawn his name from considering for a judgeship. More on the story written by Julie Manganis in today's Salem News. Thomas Grillo writes at itemlive.com, two St. Mary students might speak for the school community when they give Grace Carter Reagan two thumbs up as she takes on a new assignment. The head of St. Mary's will leave the college preparatory school in January after 5 years to serve as the first female president of Boston College High School. Mia DiBiasso, a 16-year-old junior, is quoted as saying, One of the awesome things about her is she knows many of us by name. She brought such a positive vibe to the school and cared about all of us. 17-year-old Brendan Willis, who will graduate next year, said if he had to choose one word to describe Reagan, it would be loyal. He's quoted as saying, no matter what, she's always there for students. When Willis needed a letter of recommendation for college, Reagan devised one that was genuine and not the usual form letter, he said. He's quoted as saying it was heartfelt and very specific for me. On Wednesday, St. Mary's graduates and friends toasted Reagan at the Nahant Country Club, who said moving on is bittersweet. More on this story in today's Item Live, story written by Thomas Grillo. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.